Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Eurowag full year 2018 results conference call. I will now give the floor to Mr. Tobias Sommer, CEO of the Eurowag. Sir, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Eurowag Group full year result call. 2018 was a very interesting and successful year for Polsat Group. One of our key developments was the acquisition of controlling stake in Netia in May. A positive decision of the antitrust office allow us to start our cooperation with Netia very fast. We work closely together on a daily basis. As a result, you could see the first sign of the operation turnaround in Netia already in 2018. The previous year was also very important for our content business. We are much stronger than before in sports. Football, Formula One, and e-gaming are just few examples of Polsat new content investments, and they are already clearly visible in our revenue development. We did not forget about our multiple strategy. The record low churn and very strong sales result confirm the Smart Home concept is a winning strategy. As the outcome, Polsat Group become a very solid company with strong and stable financials. Therefore, the board has decided it is a good moment to change our dividend policy. We propose a stable dividend payout for the years to come. Let's go to the operational details. Maciej, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Tobias. Let's switch to slide number eight. It shows you our viewership performance in Q4 2018. It was another good quarter for TV Polsat, with 24.2% viewership result. It's just in line with our long-term strategy. In Poland, we do observe continued fragmentation of TV market with more and more focus on thematic channels. In this context, our decisions to extend our portfolio of thematic channels proved right, as combined viewership went slightly up year-on-year. What's more important, Q4 2018 was very successful for Polsat Group in monetizing our TV channels. If you remember our previous calls, I explained to you that Q2 and Q3 were largely impacted by Football World Cup event broadcasted by the public TV stations. If you look at Q4 results, you can see that in a more standard season, TV Polsat performed very well. Our TV ad revenue grew twice faster than the market average, reaching 370 million, which is the highest value ever in the history of TV Polsat. As a result, our ad market share reached 27.7%. As I keep underlining, the performance of TV broadcasting business needs to be monitored in a longer-term perspective in order to get rid of short-term events. Full year is a perfect moment to catch a more general picture. Let's turn the page. On the slide number 10, you will see our full year viewership is very solid. With 11.4% of viewership, TV Polsat remains among the most popular TV station in Poland, while our extended number of thematic channels allows us to reach the combined viewership of 24.3% level. Everything under control and fully in line with our long-term strategy, which targets at 23%-25% corridor. Just to conclude, let's have a look at the financial aspect of our TV advertising and sponsoring business. 2018 was a very good year for the Polish TV advertising market as a whole. Over 6% of the market growth provided the fuel for the sector after flattish 2017. Please remember, the strong performance was partly attributed to a local hype prior to Polish football team started playing in the Russian World Cup in summer. Therefore, I suggest you should be more conservative in forecasting 2019 market development. If we switch to our business, I'm very happy to point out that Polsat Group again performed better than the broader market, growing almost 7% year-on-year. Our TV advertising revenues exceeded 1.2 billion zloty, which contributed positively to financial performance of the entire group. Just to sum up, it was an excellent year for TV Polsat, with growing portfolio of channels produced and strong advertising revenue stream. I'm very proud to underline that in 2018, TV Polsat became number one choice for the fans of sports. The last but not least, The EBITDA of TV broadcasting segment was the highest ever, which Kasia will tell you more about. But right now, I will hand over the mic to Tobias.
Thank you, Maciek, and congratulations on the great result of TV Polsat. However, I can say that the operation performance of our biggest segment was also very solid in 2018. Our multiplay base goes up with 19% year-on-year growth rate. As a result, in December, almost 1.8 million of our customers benefited from our multiplay products. These customers use 5.4 million services jointly. Last year, I commented that the churn ratio below 8% is an extraordinary result, but our Q4 performance proves we can do it better. The churn ratio declined to 7.6% per annum, which I believe is a strong sign of our business model. Customers of Cifra Polsat and Plus are the most loyal, and I believe our strategy will convince them that they have done a good choice. Low churn naturally means that the growth of our business is additionally boosted, and that is that you can see on this next slide. Q4 was a very strong quarter, with over 200,000 contract edge users added. As a result, we provided almost 14.3 million contract services already. In 2018, our RGU base went up by almost 600,000. We continue performing very well in voice segment, which is a combination of a successful strategy, simple and attractive tariffs, and a very low churn. As a result, we do provide over 400,000 more telephone services than a year ago. Sales of our pay TV are also healthy, with the number of services provided reaching 5.1 million. This growth is the result of a systematic upselling of our multi-room and video online products to our DTH and mobile customers. We also work to monetize our sport event via IPLA, as more and more customers are interested in watching sport via our online platform. Finally, our contract mobile internet is stable at 1.8 million RGU level. If we switch to ARPU slide, I am happy to report to you another quarter of healthy growth. Our ARPU went up by 2.6% year-on-year. This is an effect of executing of our multiplay strategy. As you can see, our customers use currently 2.5 services on average, and we expect this ratio is to go further up. Our ARPU benefits also from upselling of additional content to our pay TV and mobile customers. Please remember, we are invested in premium sports channels in 2018, and we proactively sell the content to our retail customers. Prepaid segment require an additional comment this time. In 2018, we decided to sell our low-end brand R2Mobile to one of our MVOs. We still provide our mobile service to these customers, but from now on they generate wholesale rather than retail revenues. That concludes my presentation. Just to sum up, Q4 was a very strong quarter in our sales, which was partly boosted by Christmas sales. If we combine strong operational results in both our segments and consolidation of Netia, you may expect solid financial as well. Kasia, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today, again, I have the pleasure of presenting you with the very good results of Q4 2018 and the whole year of 2018. Just as a quick reminder, 2018 was a year when we started consolidating Netia and 11 sport networks as of May. So we have 7 months of these companies in the results. Additionally, we have implemented IFRS 15. So for your convenience, we present IFRS 15 results in both years in the main body of the presentation and IS 18 results in both years in the appendix. So passing to the results of Q4 2018, according to IFRS 15 and including full quarter of Netia, our revenues increased by 17.3% and EBITDA by 10.3%. The effect of Netia consolidation is 85 million, So without Netia, our results would be stable year-on-year. Free cash flow has dropped to 1.5 billion, but is stable looking at Q3 2018, what is 100 million higher to what I expected last quarter. Net debt to EBITDA has decreased to 2.73. Just a reminder, the previous quarter it was 2.83. Now, the annual results. Our annual 2018 results include 7 months of Netia consolidation, effect of which is presented on the slide for your convenience. Revenues are 10.6% up and EBITDA 7.1% up. Excluding Netia, our EBITDA would be slightly increasing. Free cash flow and leverage ratio are the same as on the previous slide, and I will elaborate on these numbers on further slides. Looking at the revenue slide, you can see how Netia and our sports project have participated to the development of our revenue stream. Please bear in mind that also the first quarter that lacked these boosters shows the increase in revenue. Passing to the next slide, you can see that EBITDA shows the same trends as revenue in all the presented quarters. This is the result of our consequent strategy in both segments that was set out by Maciej and Tobias. Now to free cash flow generated. As I mentioned, it is stable to Q3 2018 and a bit above my expectations, as we have some CapEx investments planned, mainly in Netia. Please note that I expect stable free cash flow, not increasing. Please also note that as in previous year, I would not expect very high Q1 2019 free cash flow. Looking at the cash flow, I would like to stress that, first of all, CapEx to revenue ratio has increased from 8.2% last quarter to 8.7%. This is in line with what I have told you last quarter, as my expectation for 2019 modeling purposes, please assume 11% with Netia. Otherwise, you can see clearly our cash distribution. Please note that as of 2019, we start amortization of our debt with the pace of 1 billion a year. Talking of our debt, I pass to the debt slide. Our net debt has dropped from 10.3 billion to 10.1 billion, and our leverage ratio has dropped from 2.83 to 2.73. Our weighted average cost of financing is stable at 3.3%. 100% of our debt is still in Polish zloty, and our debt maturing profile remains the same. Now concluding, first of all, our financial results are healthy and confirming the strong operations of our group. Just as a reminder and a notification, we're confirming the amount of synergies with Netia at 800 million for 5 years until 2023. Just as split is a bit different. It's 600 million at EBITDA level and 200 million CapEx. Previously, we were saying 550 at EBITDA level and 250 on the CapEx level. The second point, on 15th of March, we have published a new dividend policy for the next 3 years, which you can find in the appendix. We are a stable business wanting to grant attractive returns to our shareholders. Now for the last time, I pass the floor to Tobias for the concluding remarks.
Thank you, Kasia. Just to summarize our presentation, let's look at our objectives for 2018. We delivered everything that we promised a year ago. Our TV broadcasting segment performed very well, with stable viewership results and our revenue growing up above the market. Our customer base is effectively saturated with new services, which build our RGU base, grow ARPU level, and improve satisfaction of our customers, which is reflected in our record low churn. On the financial side, our very strong performance executed through solid development of revenue and strict cost control. Our EBITDA went strongly up, while cash generating remains healthy. Moreover, we were successful in taking control of Netia and few our companies, which expands our footprint and allows to think above new markets. As for our goals for 2019, we intend to work on the profile of our TV stations in order to maintain our strong market position. There's a new management team in TV Polsat, so I'm sure our viewership will get many new interesting proposals in our TV channels. 2019 will also be a period of closer cooperation with Netia. We have a lot of ideas what could be done together. Many of them are already implemented, but some others still require our focus. The group will also expand in multiple strategy. We are well advanced in developing some new products. I believe the new board will soon tell me more about this plan. If the financial perspective is concerned, no surprises expected in 2019. We intend to maintain high margins and high cash conversion. It should allow us to reduce our leverage further, but also to return to stable dividend payout already in 2019. Now we are ready to answer your question. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, we're starting our Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question from Vera Sutedia, Erste Bank. Madam, the floor is yours.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for the presentation. My question is related to Netia. How much was the synergy benefits achieved in 2018 in terms of EBITDA and in terms of CapEx synergies? And you have it actually in the presentation, but not really discussed in the call now. Is there actually anything that you elaborate differently in terms of what you're going to do with the integration of Netia? What are the next step in terms of achieving these strategies in 2019, and basically related also to the capital expenditure, especially they're upgrading the network, whether they are still going to do this. So that's the first question. The second question, if you could elaborate the effect of the IFRS 16 for next year. That's all my question. Thank you.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Kasia, I'll stop speaking. Good afternoon, Vera. As far as Netia is concerned, the impact of synergies of Netia in 2018 was insignificant. It was positive but small. However, please bear in mind that when we were talking about the synergies in December 2017, we have indicated that the synergies are backloaded and will start in 2019. So already having some synergies in 2018 is an achievement. As far as the synergies with Netia are concerned, we can confirm that 800 that we promised in December 2017 are still valid. However, the split, it used to be 550 at the EBITDA level and 250 million at the CAPEX level. Now we're confirming 800 million, with 600 at the EBITDA level and 200 at CAPEX level, which basically means we're increasing the synergies on the EBITDA level by 50 million and decreasing in CAPEX by 50 million. As far as the steps are concerned, we have the committee in between Netia and Cyfrowy Polsat. We have the special committee. I think you have it in the backup slides. We have registered almost 100 initiatives, most of which are already have been calculated. We have assigned the responsibility for going ahead with the synergies to board members and directors, and we just continuing the project. So, you know, I will not tell you exactly line by line which one we're doing at the moment, because we're doing many synergies at the same time. And your second question was... About IFRS 16, we're in 2019, we're talking together with Netia at approximately 400 million impact, obviously increasing EBITDA and 1.5 billion impact on the balance sheet on the liabilities.
Basically, just to confirm, none of this increase in liabilities or the adjustment in EBITDA would influence your financing terms or interest rate or margins in any case, right?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. IFRS 16 is excluded from our SFA.
Okay. I have another question related again to Netia. When do you expect to buy out the minorities?
We haven't made this decision yet.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other question at this moment. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Okay, hello. As you probably know, from the April the 1st, I have decided to change my role in the Polsat Group. I will be working in the supervisor board with the new CEO, will take my role. I'm sure the team will continue executing our strategy successfully. I will do my best to support them. Thank you for everybody for interaction so far, and thank you very much. Maybe see you the next time.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participating. You may now disconnect.